This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Because our next guest is from Mexico. Yes, seated with us, we have Ulises Reséndiz. Did I get it right?
Yes.
How'd it go?
Correct.
Thank you for joining us. Ulises is a St Kilda-based, these days, artist with a very interesting style, symbolic, surreal, colourful.
Yes.
But before we get talking about the latest exhibition you're part of, can you tell us a little bit about your history with becoming an artist and coming to Australia and what interests you?
Originally from Mexico, and I've been doing drawing and painting and studies since I was a kid, since I was like 8 years old, I was always interested in doing different kinds of paintings and like watercolors and oils and acrylics. But later on, with like competitions and stuff like that. Because I was selected with artworks, I was like, oh, someone different than my parents or my friends are telling me that their artworks are good. So I'm like, oh, so there is something good. So that gives you motivation to keep doing it.
Of course.
Yeah. So I started doing it more like my original artworks when I was probably like 20 or something like that. And I've always been drawing something very surreal, but very colorful, I guess, because of Mexico. And then maybe because of my brother, he was always into metal, rock and all that.
Oh, right.
So skulls, he was drawing skulls in the room and so that. So I was like, oh, I kind of like it. And that kind of dark part, and also like horror movies and all that. And then I came to Australia later.
Why Australia? And how did you get here? Because we don't have a lot of Mexicans, do we?
No, I don't think there are many Mexicans. There are, well, when I arrived here like 10 years ago, and we were around 3,000 in all Australia.
Okay.
Mostly in Sydney.
Right. And how, why did you choose Australia to move?
I did one semester in Canada, and I wanted to go back and try to see how can I go back to Canada, and then somehow I ended up with this information about Australia and the quality of life here, and so I was like, oh, why not? I also love geography, so I was thinking, oh, it would be a good idea to see that part of the world. In Mexico, we don't hear anything about Australia. We only hear the Opera House, koalas, kangaroos, and that's surfing. That's Australia. And so I want to go and see more about it.
And here you are.
You hear about sharks, koalas, and all that, but not about the magpies.
Magpies, yes. Yeah. Now, that's features in your art that's part of this exhibition, and it's In Good Company is the exhibition that's on, and it's all about people's animals.
Correct.
Yes, and you've painted you on swings and whatever. Is it you?
It could be me.
With magpies. And tell us the story, because you thought, oh, these cute little black and white birds, and then that people started telling you that they're not little birds.
Yeah, they told me that they attack, and I was laughing about it. I was like, yeah, that's not. I don't think so. Yeah. And until they attacked me on my bicycle, and you feel that terror, and you start running like they were going to kill you. Mm. And actually, I remember one of those. After running and running on the bicycle, I was like, "But what could they make to me?" So I stopped. I took my very heavy backpack, and I was like, "I'm going to wait for it, and I'm going to fight back." And then I just stopped. I guess if you stop, they will stopped. Well,
you know why they attack, don't you?
Yeah, because of the nesting season. They're protecting the
roosters. Because right this very moment, you know, they're wandering around everywhere on the streets around here. They're quite close to you. Yeah. They don't take any notice of you.
Exactly. They're protecting their...
And what about the look of the bird? Do you like the look of a magpie? Because I find them a beautiful bird.
Yeah, I love the colors. I love the... And they're very clean, you know? Like
they're very clean, aren't they?
And I actually collect feathers of the, and they're like the two colors, like black and white, and I'm amazed by the two colors. I mean, I love all kinds of animals, but it's interesting that this one is it could cause you that feeling of horror.
I read a really interesting story about magpies the other day, is that sometimes they don't have a very good night's sleep. They're like us, where they can have a restless night and they get up later of a morning, so they don't start their wobbling until later, because they've had a rough night's sleep.
They've had a big night out.
And it's hysterical.
Even more lying to your wonderful football team, isn't it?
Exactly, Collingwood Magpies. But again, you know, like their song is a beautiful song, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds amazing. I love the singing. It's completely original, isn't it?
Very much so. Now let's talk about In Good Company. This art exhibition that's on here in St Kilda at 1 Vale Street, St Kilda. And they had the launch of it on Friday night, a huge event. There was over 200 people, I believe.
Yeah, we did the opening on Friday night, and I couldn't believe how many people were there. It was like, it's the first time in like 3 years because of COVID that I hadn't seen so many people inside one place. Yeah. It was very crowded, but it was beautiful. It was a lot of artists together because it was a group exhibition. So it was also very interesting to see so many different styles.
Everyone's animals or animal. Well, not, it's not your animals because they're magpies. So it's all animals that are in the paintings.
Correct. It was all about some of them were showing their own dogs or cats.
Yep.
And others were just, but the love of horses. And I also had an elephant.
Did you?
Yeah.
Why an elephant?
Well, a lot of my paintings are just coming from my mind. I just start drawing an eye, and then I just drew the big ears, and this looked like an elephant. So from there, I ended up drawing an elephant and a little mouse. You know,
that famous
thing. Yeah, the relationship. So yeah, that's why I did it.
Right. Okay. And how did it go for you? You know, like, it was a busy night. How many pieces did you have for sale?
I had like 7. And I ended up selling 3 pieces.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. 2 of them were about magpies, actually.
Right.
And the other one was more about Mexico, and it was a rooster with very colorful, like, we call them alebrijes. That is an artistry sculpture. So inspired by the alebrijes, I drew a rooster. And this is also... I drew it on encyclopedia paper. And that page is actually the rooster page for the encyclopedia.
So it has
also some images of the rooster and then the colorful rooster.
Right.
Mexican folk sculptures are incredible.
Yeah.
I imagine it's the wood ones that are like highly decorated. Is that the right one?
Yeah, exactly.
Ones?
They're carved in wood, and there are some others in paper mache.
Yes, paper mache is a big form.
Yeah,
it's huge form, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I also do some, I just had an exhibition in Fitzroy, and I showed some on paper mache. I do sculptures in paper mache, and I have done of magpies too.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's such an important thing, the Mexican art, and the fact that you're Mexican living in Australia. I thought that you would maybe concentrate on that very colourful Mexican look. You don't?
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I my how to say, like, everyday artworks are, it's more about like masks and faces, and then mixed with animals, like animal bodies and all that. And then when I arrived in Australia and I knew the magpies, I got affected. Well, I also love Alfred Hitchcock and his horror films.
Oh, the birds. So the birds.
I was thinking it was very like the birds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I always say, why never told Alfred Hitchcock about the magpies? Because the movie would be perfect for with magpies.
With magpies, you know, remake.
I have to make it.
Now, also an Australian film director who's very popular right this very moment because of the Elvis film, Baz Luhrmann, who did a Romeo and Juliet, and it was filmed in Mexico. Have you seen it?
The one with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the church, I think it's in Mexico.
Yeah. And you're like, those aerial shots at the beginning are spectacular. You know, like, it would have been a big deal in Mexico when that film was being released, I should imagine.
Yeah, because Mexico is, we have a very nice colonial places, like very old cities in the center especially.
Yeah.
So I think anything you film there, it will look like it's 300 years ago or 500
years. Well, it was supposed to be now. It was, very, very now. Okay. Yeah, so, but it was very powerful. I loved it. All right, so how can people find out more about you as an artist? Do you have an Instagram page?
Yeah, my Instagram is just Ulysses_art, and I'm part of the artist Studio 106 here in St. Kilda.
Uh-huh.
So we are a group of artists. We are about 20 artists, and we are also creating all kinds of art.
Right.
And there are filmmakers, there are sculptors.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. So, and then the exhibition, the In Good Company, was an idea from Robert Shooter. It's also a filmmaker.
That's right, yep.
And he made a great work putting it all together. And yeah, it was a great job.
Fantastic. And how long is this exhibition open for?
It was only for this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it wasn't a special. Now. Yeah, it wasn't a special thing. So it's finishing right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but still, I don't know. I need to check if the place is going to keep some of the artworks, because I talked to the owner the other day and she was like, oh, I would like to have some artworks, because it's also a yoga place.
Yoga.
So she wants to have some art in there. So hopefully we can still exhibit.
And it's called Artful Yoga Gallery.
Yes.
And it's a One Vale Street, St. Kilda, if you're interested. And Ulysses_art, did you say? Underscore
on Instagram,
art.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so
follow
much.
Follow me.
I'll follow you today. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
And your next exhibition, come in and talk about it.
Perfect. Great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Ulysses Resendez from here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.